Transportation Committee meeting, acting also on behalf of the Policy Board, scheduled for Monday, June 27, 2022, to order. And Karen, if you would be so kind to do the roll call.
Thanks, John. Good afternoon, everyone. We'll start with the roll call with the town of Andover. Avon?
Andover. Barry
Burrell. Sorry. Avon here.
Is Eric here from Andover?
Yeah, I'm on. Sorry.
Okay, that's all right. Thank you. Berlin?
Micah Hearn, Berlin.
Thank you. Bloomfield?
John Coleman.
Bolton?
Patrice Carson is here.
Canton? Columbia? Coventry?
Todd Penny here.
East Granby? East Hartford?
Wilson here.
East Windsor?
Len Norton here.
Ellington?
Ken Radzivon here.
And Lori Spielman.
Thank you. Enfield?
Donald Noon's here.
Farmington?
Ross Arnold.
Glastonbury? Granby?
Kirk Severance.
City of Hartford?
Frank Delarupa here.
Owen Deutsch is here.
Hebron?
Kevin Kelly's here.
Manchester?
Jeff Lamalva here.
Mansfield?
John Carrington here.
Marlborough?
Peter here.
City of New Britain?
Jason Outlaw here.
Newington?
Gary Furstenberg here.
Plainville?
John Bossy here.
Rocky Hill? Simsbury?
I'm Roy's here.
Summers? South Windsor?
Jeff Doolittle's here.
Southington?
Annette Turnquist here.
Stafford?
Devin Copperweight here.
Suffield?
Karen Isherwood here.
Vernon? West Hartford?
Jim Brennan.
Weathersfield?
Derek Greger.
Willington?
Travis Pizzato here.
Windsor? Windsor Locks? Is there anyone from GHTD?
Yes, Paul McMahon.
Oh, sorry, Emily Nacko.
I'm sorry? Paul, and there was someone else?
Emily Nacko.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else from any other organization?
David Corcoran Tallon here.
Grayson Wright from CTDOT.
Chuck Harlow from Fuss and O'Neill.
I'm sorry?
Chuck Harlow from Fuss and O'Neill.
Okay, thank you.
Monet Paredes and Emily Biggle from Sustainable CT.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? All yours, John.
Thank you, Karen. Good afternoon, everybody. We'll move on to item number two, which is the public forum. Is there anyone from the public that wishes to address the committee at this time? Hearing none, seeing no raised hands, we'll move on to item number three, which is the adoption of the minutes of the meeting we held on May 23, 2022. I would entertain a motion to so do.
So I'll make a motion to.
Ms. Berry.
Motion is made. Is there a second? There's that.
Larry Burrell, second. Again,
so we have it clear. Motion is by.
Tom Roy Simsbury.
Thank you, Tom. And the second is by?
Larry Burrell.
Thank you. Any corrections, deletions, Additions? Hearing none, all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? One at a time, please.
Patrice Carson abstains.
Donald Newfield abstains.
Owen Deutsch Hartford abstain.
Micah Hearn Berlin abstains.
Devin Copperweight Stafford abstains.
Any other? That I got five, Karen.
Yes, John, I have five.
Okay. Motion is minutes are approved as distributed. Staff reports. Let's see if we can get through these fairly quickly. 60 seconds for safety, Roger.
So in your packet of materials, a flyer for a traffic signal design and operation class, a two-day course offered by T2 Center. So the details are there. And want to just make you aware of that. That's all.
Keep on going, Roger, on the Bridge Investment Program funding opportunity.
So there is in your packet of materials a Bridge Investment Program. This just came out. The notice of funding opportunity came out in early June. We posted some of the basics of the program there. And if you want more information, feel free to reach out to me. And we'll dig in some of the details. We did not have a lot more detail on that to offer at this time.
Thank you, Roger. Safe streets and roads.
So I just had at the previous meeting outlined the details of this. If you do have questions, please reach out. And if you are at all interested in applying, we'd like to have a workshop for our towns in the next few weeks. So if you definitely want to participate, let me know, and we'll get a notice out to everyone shortly with a workshop date.
Thank you, Roger. The new CROG website user test group, Kara.
Yep, thanks, John. This is just an FYI that CROG is in the process of updating our agency website, and in the August timeframe, we're going to be having a user group kind of test run of it. This will just be from a user perspective, how easy it is to get around, and if anyone is interested in participating in that test group, you can either let me know now or send me an email, please.
Thank you, Kara. The Transportation Rural Improvement Program, TRIP, Rob and Sartoria.
Yeah, this is a new program CONDOT is proposing. They have draft guidelines out. We reviewed it in detail in the subcommittee meeting. They have been posted to our Transportation Committee website. The meeting was last Tuesday, so they were posted after the mailing. Anybody who would like to review them, we need to get comments back to CONDOT by the end of July. So we'd appreciate your comments before the next mailing. We'd appreciate them by the 8th of July. In general, the two comments that subcommittee recommended we provide to CONDOT are loosening the roadway eligibility requirements under these guidelines. The rural towns would have one more, would be the same eligibility as lots, except it would add the eligibility of minor rural collectors. But the feeling is that is too stringent for rural towns. And then secondly, there's $5 million a year the state is allocating for this. And the thought is that it should be, that is statewide. And the thought is that that should be increased to a more significant amount. This solicitation would be for 3 years worth of funding. And there are different eligibility requirements for who is rural than what is in the LOTSIP program. So you'd have to dig into the guidelines to see the details. If there's any questions.
Thank you, Rob. And the LOTSIP project solicitation draft schedule and funding allocations.
Okay, thank you, John and everybody else. At the last meeting in May, we had talked about over-programming our LOTSIP program. And so to meet that goal. We have talked about a solicitation, a $25 million solicitation in FY23. So we've provided information to the committee and we're looking to lessen the gap between the funds solicited and the funds awarded, if you can look in that diagram below. So what was discussed at the last, at the subcommittee meeting, if you want to go to the next slide, we had talked about two schedules. There was one standard schedule and then one that was more compressed. The committee, even though they liked the compressed schedule, decided on the more standard schedule because of time constraints for the summer and construction going on in the summertime. So we're looking at the top schedule for the solicitation. And then if you want to go to the next slide, we are looking at, we looked at the funding allocations and the committee decided that we, or suggested that we would increase the solicitation to $27 million and keep all the allocations on the bottom except for the bridge replacement, which would be increased to $8 million. So that would bring a total to $27 million. So we will plan on providing the selection policy at the next meeting for the committee to review and then later to approve in September.
Thank you, Satoria. Any questions or comments? We had a fairly extended conversation at the subcommittee meeting. All right, in terms of other, Caitlin, on the Connecticut Clean School Bus Program, he says.
Yes, sure. Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. So this is just to let you all know that Connecticut DEEP is inviting interested stakeholders, so municipalities, school districts, school bus operators, to respond to an RFI that DEEP has out right now. And they'd like you to answer a series of questions that's designed to help them develop a clean school bus matching grant program. The questions in the RFI are aimed at assessing potential opportunities or challenges faced sort of in implementing the EPA's clean school bus program. They also want to get a better understanding of municipal interest in the deployment of electric school buses and associated charging infrastructure. Also understanding how our project costs and other barriers to electric school bus expansion. So more information and including on how to respond to the RFI is included in the RFI itself. And then just to know that the response period for the RFI closes on Monday, July 11th. Any questions?
Any questions of Caitlin?
And it looks like Kara put some information in the chat as well.
Thank you. All right, moving on to item number five, the TIP amendments. Rob?
Yes, we have four TIP amendments in front of you. The first three involve funding on various state roadways, the first one being an interstate with bridges. That is the National Highway Performance Program bridge funding is the appropriate funding source. Also bridge formula funding program is involved in that in construction, which is appropriate. The next number two and number three involved STP funds, and this is being used on non-interstate roadways as we requested of the department that STP be reserved for non-interstates, so that those are appropriate. And then the final one is a deletion of a project. Manchester is well aware of the deletion of this project. It was to provide two roundabouts, but there was a property acquisition of a railroad at grade crossing that was done with Manchester's support by the department, and the roundabouts are no longer needed. And so those are the TIP amendments for this month, and they all appear to be appropriate.
Thank you, Rob. Any questions? I'd entertain a motion to approve these, reminding you that we, in this action, we're acting both as a transportation committee and as on behalf of the policy board. So a motion to approve these TIP amendments would be in order.
Patrice Carson, so moved.
Thank you, Patrice. Is there a second?
Tom Roy, second.
Thank you, Tom. Any further discussion on the motion or on the TIP amendments? Seeing none, hearing none, all those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? The amendments are approved as presented. Moving on, Sartoria for the lots of funding increase for the Simsbury Bloomfield Multi-Use Trail.
Okay, thank you, John, and good afternoon again. This is for, the memo was included in your packet, so I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but it's a funding increase for Route 189 Corridor Multi-Use Trail, and this is in both Bloomfield and Simsbury. So the towns are requesting a funding increase of $752,000. It's an increase of 49.5%, but there's also a town shares of $550,000 for construction. So this was already bid out and it's gone through the design. The public bid opening was on May 26th. The towns received four bid packages ranging from 2.3 million to 2.9, which was considerably higher than the engineer's estimate. As you can see, the HMA cost increased from $123 a ton to $200 a ton. So everything was increased in this bid. So the town is requesting additional funding for this. And as you know, this is a trail that's part of the East Coast Greenway and also has a substantial, it's a joint effort and has a substantial contribution from both towns. So to allow the towns to accept the lowest responsible bidder with costs that are substantially higher due to the increased unit prices, staff recommends committee approval of an additional $752,000 of lots of funding for this project in Bloomfield and Simsbury, increasing its lots of share from the 1.5 to the 2.2, and this was recommended for approval from the subcommittee.
Thank you, Satori. Town of Bloomfield and Town of Enfield have any comments they'd like to add?
Simsbury.
Simsbury.
That's okay, John. If Don wanted to add something, you welcome.
Yeah, I'm good.
No, I think Satori did a great job just kind of summarizing it. It's a challenging project in terms of it's linear right along state roadway in between a rock cut. So when we had our conversation with the low bidder, Schultz, they had a good explanation for why, as Satori mentioned, why was the asphalt so much more? And it was because of the difficulty in accessing the site. So it's frustrating. It's a little bit more, but I think it's in line with what we've been seeing in all of our projects.
Yeah. Thank you. I'll also add that we've been seeing bids come in a bit higher, and I've been hearing from CONDOT that bids have been coming in noticeably higher recently. So that's something we're going to have to tackle going forward.
Any other comments? Hearing none, a motion to approve a lots of funding increase would be in order.
So moved, Russ Arnold.
Thank you, Russ.
Second.
Second,
Patrice Carson.
Thank you, Patrice. Any further discussion?
Sure. It's fine, man.
Hello? All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? It's unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Item 7, Kara, the resolution on the conformity with the Clean Air Act.
Yes. Ozone. Thanks, John. So we, as the MPO, need to just confirm that our MTP and our TIP are both compliant with the Clean Air Act. DOT does a statewide analysis of all of the transportation plans and all of the transportation improvement programs across the state, and produced a air quality conformity determination showing that we are compliant, and we need to concur with that determination. So this would be a policy board action as well, please.
Any questions or comments? Motion to approve the resolution would be in order.
So moved, Patrice Carson.
Thank you, Patrice. Sir, a second.
Larry Burrell, second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Again, acting as behalf of the policy board. All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. Abstentions? It's unanimous, Karen.
Thank you.
Number eight, Pauline, approval of the Regional Services Grant Statement of Work and Spending Plan.
Thank you, John. This is an annual report that we submit to OPM and it's based on our budget that was approved by the policy board at the end of May. And it's basically dividing how we are going to spend the RSG funding up in the different categorical areas. And I'm happy to take any questions. It's very long, but it's basically our budget copied over into the spending plan.
Right. Any questions of Pauline? If you want to learn what those of you who don't sit on the policy board and want to learn what CROG really does, this is a good quick read. Motion would be in order to approve the Regional Services Grant Work Program and Spending Plan.
Eric Anderson, Town of Andover.
Patrice Carson will second from Bolton.
Thank you both. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Also unanimous, Karen. Item number nine is with Kim, and that's the Regional Performance Incentive Grant Program Match Approval.
Thank you, John. So at the meeting in May, the policy board approved CROG's executive director to sign for the RPIP grants as outlined within your memo today. However, per OPM application requirements, CROG must also submit a past resolution that reflects the approval of the minimum 25% local or regional match, which was not outlined in the resolution. So before the committee today is a resolution requesting specific approval for that match, so CROG staff may submit that resolution with the grant applications.
All right, that makes sense. Any questions on that from members of the committee? Seeing none, I'd entertain a motion to approve the grant match approval as presented to us by Kim and in the resolution.
So move, Paul McNamara.
Thank you, Paul. Is there a second?
Patrice Carson from Bolton will second.
Thank you, Patrice. Any further discussion? Hearing none, seeing none, all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? It's unanimous, Karen.
Thank you.
Item number 10, we'll hear from Maureen, is the acceptance of the Connecticut Division of Emergency Management and Homeland Security subgrant so that we can update the Regional Natural Hazard Mitigation Plan. Sounds like a good thing.
Thank you. Yes, as the memo that came with this states, we have received a congressional earmark for funds to update the Regional Natural Hazard Mitigation Plan for 2024 through 2029. Approving this will allow us to accept the funds and also contract for the services. And this is a congressional earmark of $189,000. And we will be using $63,000 from the Regional Services Grant, I believe, to complete the project.
Thank you, Maureen. Any questions of Maureen on this subgrant earmark? Congratulations on getting the earmark. Hearing none, a motion to approve the resolution would be in order.
Patrice Carson, so moved.
Thank you, Patrice. Second?
Tom Burrell, second.
Thank you, Tom. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Also unanimous. Item number 11 is Tim and Rob is an acceptance of a grant from the Connecticut Institute for Resilience and Climate Adaptation for the Resilience Connecticut 2.0 program. My goodness. Yeah.
Thank you. This is a resolution for us to enter into a contract to accept funding from the Connecticut Institute for Resilience and Climate Adaptation in the amount of around $40,000 to do some work for them in their efforts to conduct their Resilient Connecticut 2.0 program. This is a program that was first rolled out for shoreline communities. Its main mission is to assess and prepare for any increases in temperature and precipitation, mainly in the terms of flooding, due to just aging infrastructure risks and potential climate change. So this is being expanded up to our region and some other regions, and I think eventually going to be rolled out statewide, but 2.0 includes our region. Our efforts in this would be to provide them with a lot of GIS data and also help with public outreach. And that for that effort, we would get approximately $40,000 for our scoped services. So that is the resolution.
Thank you, Rob. Any questions? Motion would be in order to approve this resolution accepting the grant.
So moved, Karen Isherwood Suffield.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Paul McNamara.
Thank you, Paul. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? It's unanimous. I think one of the great benefits of the Transportation Committee being designated to act on behalf of the Policy Board is was just reflected in these last few actions. It gives us who are fairly focused on transportation and related activities a little appreciation of the real breadth of activities and programs that CROG is involved in, and that the member municipalities and the region as a whole should be grateful for and appreciate the real broad range of activities that CROG undertakes on behalf of and for the benefit of the region. With that, is there any other business to come before the committee, both acting as the Transportation Committee and on behalf of the Policy Board? Hearing none, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn and wish you all a safe and happy holiday, a good month of July, and we'll see you at the end of July. Motion to adjourn would be in order.
So moved.
Go ahead.
So moved, Patrice Carson.
Thank you, Patrice. Second?
Tom Roy Simsbury.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Abstentions? We stand adjourned, and thank you very much, staff, for all your excellent work and services.
Thank you, John, also.
Agreed. Thank you, John.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day, everybody.